State and local governments have major budget problems. To help alleviate the crunch, the tax cut bill passed last week in the Senate includes $20 billion to help states make ends meet. Gene Sperling is an economist at the Council on Foreign Relations and a former economic advisor to President Clinton. Stephen Moore is an economist at the Club for Growth and a contributing editor at the National Review. Moore says while states are in big economic trouble, the federal government should not be handing out money to the states.
I think the states are in the worst fiscal situation they've been in since the early 1980s. And this is a result of a very slow economy and big budget buildups that happened in the late 1980s and through the 1990s that became unsustainable. The one thing that is very problematic is that you have two states that have absolutely enormous crises, and those are California and New York, that have budget deficits that are unprecedented in history. And those are the two states that I really worry about whether they can come out of this crisis still standing.
Well, Steve and I may disagree over the causes and the solutions, but there's no question states are hurting right now, and you're seeing a significant amount of both tax increases and spending cuts taking place, which could be problematic economically right now because most of us agree that you'd like to see the economy having more stimulus, more demand. So the federal government at one level is trying to stimulate the economy. Alan Greenspan's trying to lower interest rates and stimulate the economy. But the states, in essence, are being forced to take a step back from them because any tax increases or spending cuts that they're doing in this year can have the counter impact of contracting demand and actually deepening some of the economic problems the country's having right now.
One of the striking features of this particular crisis that the states are facing is how similar it is to previous recessions. States really go through these boom and bust cycles. They went through a bust in the early 1980s, and then when the economy picked up, they started spending as the economy grew more prosperous. One of the things that's striking is that states never seem to learn the lesson that the good times don't last forever.
Well, states, in most cases, are required to balance their budget. And you think that they got fat?
Well, you're right. 49 states are required to balance their budgets. I think that's a good thing. What happens, therefore, is states tend to spend as much revenue as comes in. And so during the good times, for example, in the late 90s, when revenues were coming in at 7, 8, 9, 10% growth rate, states spent at that pace. The problem for states right now is the economy is doing poorly. They're not seeing much revenue growth at all, maybe 1 or 2%, and that's really forced them to cut back on their spending. One interesting feature of this crisis, though, is that there aren't really that many states that are raising taxes. Most states are tightening their belts, finding wasteful programs that they can live without. As I count them, there's only 12 of the 40 states that have budget deficits that are looking at major tax increases this year.
Well, I guess Steve and I agree on some of the facts of the problem states are facing. I think where we have strong disagreements is on the causes. I think if you look at the 1990s, you find that $9 out of $10 the states spent in increases were in either in health, education, or public safety, often on things like three strikes, you're out, anti-crime programs, on school quality, on getting more poor children being covered in health care. But even more, when you look at the actual increases per citizen of the state, not counting inflation, it really only grew by 2% in the 1990s, compared to usually 3% in the past decades. So I don't really agree that spending was the main problem. In fact, $40 billion of the revenue shortfall states are facing each year is due to actually tax cuts that they did in the 1990s. So it may be that states, and I believe the federal government right now should be learning the lesson of saving for a rainy day. I wish our own federal government was following the example now of saving more for a rainy day in the future. And I hope that what the states are going through now is not a forerunner of what our federal government may be going through a few years from now.
Well, let's look ahead, Mr. Moore. The Senate has agreed to provide the states with $20 billion to help cover deficits, which is a lot of money. Is it enough to tackle the overall problem?
I think it's a dreadful idea for the federal government to be giving free cash to the states. If the states need more money, they should not get it from federal taxpayers. They should get it from state taxpayers. Now, I'm opposed to states raising taxes. I think it'll hurt their localized economies. But the fact is, what a lot of members of Congress want to do is recreate a program that we had in the 1970s called general revenue sharing, where the federal government collected the taxes and passed it on to states. And what we saw with that program was a colossal waste of money, because when you give states free money, they will spend it on all sorts of absurd programs. Part of the problem with general revenue sharing back then and now, too, is the federal government doesn't have any revenue to share.
Well, let me strike a different note there. You don't probably in any situation want to completely reward people if they've overspent or given more tax cuts than they should. You do want to create some incentive for states to truly save for a rainy day. But a couple of points. One, some of the tax cuts that the administration has passed or proposed actually drain money from the states. They actually make things worse. So in other words, there is a good argument for the federal government at least providing states with the money they might lose, because if not, you've got a very inconsistent policy. You're trying to stimulate demand in the economy now. You want consumers to spend more, and yet you're allowing, even encouraging states to raise taxes, and I count almost 23 to 25 states at least considering raising taxes, but cutting spending and raising tuition and those type of things also hurt consumer demand in a time of economic contraction. So I think it would make sense not to, quote, bail out the states permanently, but to give them over the next year or two more than $20 billion, just so we do not face economic contraction.
I would simply make the point that because many states are raising taxes, it actually increases, I think, the case for why we should be cutting taxes at the federal level so that we take away the destimulus from those state tax increases. But I want to go back to this point of when you look at the state crisis, you really have to focus on the two of the biggest states, New York and California, because that's the big worry as we look at the national picture is, can the American economy expand when these two large states are in a world of fiscal trouble?
Stephen Moore, an economist at the Club for Growth, and Gene Sperling, former economic advisor to President Clinton.